Rachel.
Okay, this is a pre-hearing conference and file number MUP-16-018. My name is Sue Tanner. I'm the hearing examiner from the city, and let's find out who is here, starting to my right.
Hi, Dennis West, an appellant from the immediate neighborhood.
Suzanne Lasser, also an appellant from the immediate neighborhood.
Okay, and you are the party representative,
yes.
Is that correct? All right.
And Pat Wynn, likewise.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret Kennecke, likewise.
I'm Glenn McDonald, the owner of the project or the applicant.
I'm Kevin Tabari, the project architect from Public 47.
I'm Shelley Bolzer, land use planning supervisor with SDCI.
Beth Hartwick, land use planner with SDCI.
Good morning, Clayton Grant, legal counsel to the owner. And just for the record, the owner of the site is Eppert Property Management, LLC, but the principals are here with me, Mr. McDonald and Mr. West.
Okay, again, and what's the name of the property?
LLC. And that's on our notice of appearance as well.
Okay. Do I have that?
That we messengered it over Friday, so it may be pretty recent.
Not yet.
Okay.
At least not in the file. It's probably already in the electronic file. Okay.
Amanda Twist, principal at Epic LLC.
Okay. All right. So my purpose in calling pre-hearing conference today was a couple things, to get a schedule down, but also to see if we can get some issues clarified. And I'm guessing that the applicant and the department may want to do a little of that as well. Do you have questions about the issues?
Well, I think before we move forward to the issues, I think we'll have a couple motions just to submit for your consideration today. One would be to clarify and simplify the issues.
Mm-hmm.
We would, I think, move to dismiss some of the issues like the ADA and some of the stuff that's really just outside the purview of the design review board. But as an initial matter, we aren't totally sure who the parties to this appeal are. There were, I think, 15 parties noted in the initial notice. There was another filing after the filing deadline that sought to add parties, and then some parties were removed. So one thing that we wanted to confirm is just who the appellants are.
Okay, so Dr. Lasser, could you do that for us?
Sure.
Be sure that you've got a microphone somewhere near you.
Okay.
Not that close, but that's fine.
The appellants are immediate neighbors, essentially, of 18th Avenue East and East Mercer. They include single-family owners and also residents of apartment buildings in the immediate area. There's only one party that removed themselves, and that was St. Joseph's School and Patrick Fennessy.
Okay, and so the list, is there a final list of parties?
I have a list here that I can give you. I had sent, I spoke with Tiffany after Patrick removed his name, and they said they couldn't withdraw the initial letter. So I put an additional email in to say remove Patrick's name, and then I just wanted to clarify today if this new document, which shows all the applicants.
Is that
appellants?
I have one stamped September 12th. Is that
so?
Not?
This replaces it, and what it just does is replace the name, so it removes Patrick Fennessy's.
Okay, and did you file that already with our office?
No.
Okay.
But I can.
You have copies?
Yeah. Right. Do you want me to distribute them?
Yes, let's do that.
I made three.
That's enough. One for the applicant, one for the department, and one for me.
So we haven't had a chance to look at this. I think we may have seen this before.
The issues are the same. Tiffany told me I couldn't change anything.
Correct.
Except the names. And there was one typo in red. If I did it, it was a typo in red.
So this is different than the one we've seen. So it sounds like this list, the September 17th list, is the same as the initial list minus
one name.
St. Joseph's School.
Yes.
And minus Jen Campbell, Mike Thack.
Oh, I forgot. They didn't remove the name. I that's my error. They're still on the list, I believe. But I didn't remove them. I removed them from there, but they haven't asked to remove their name. But it doesn't matter. It's really immediate neighbors.
Okay. Well, so there's somebody who is not on the list that should be. Is that what you said on this last one? What's the name?
Hand. Jen Campbell. J-E-N. And then Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Mm-hmm. And Mike Zaks. And there.
Just Z-A-K.
And they live right.
The 600.
Okay, well, you'll get a chance to fix
that. Yeah, I'll fix that.
All right.
And just as a, if I may, just as a clarification, there was some confusion early on because St. Joseph's School was listed as an appellant. We found out later from St. Joseph's School that they did not ask to be included in the appeal. So we just want to be certain that this is the list of neighbors that have authorized Dr. Lasser to submit an appeal on their behalf.
Yes, I have email. I have email verification of the people who are on the list. Right.
Okay, and the only one that's missing is, or two that are missing are Jen Campbell and Mike Zak, Z-A-K?
Yeah.
Right? So those are the parties. And we can go ahead and set up a date for a clarification of issues. It is correct that you cannot change your issues, but why don't we talk about what needs to be clarified, department or applicant? What, in other words, what are you wondering about the issues?
Well, I think that, you know, we've reviewed the appeal statement, and I think, you know, let's see, on page 3 of the appellate statement, you know, they've checked design review departure, so that's, I think, one issue there. And our concern is really about the 5 or 6 issues listed under other. You know, I can go into specifics, but the ADA issue is a building code issue that will be reviewed.
Right. I'm asking you if you need clarification. I understand that you're going to be bringing a motion.
Okay.
And he's going to be bringing, on behalf of the applicant, a motion to dismiss certain issues that are not within the jurisdiction of the hearing examiner. Things like ADA, those are building code issues, and I don't have any jurisdiction over them. So I just want to explain what we're talking about here.
Sure.
Okay, so I was just wondering if you have any questions concerning the issues, things that you don't understand what they might be bringing up.
I think there are a couple pieces that we've been looking at. One is this short list after the other category, and then the narrative raises other issues. But okay. I think what would be helpful for us is to understand, you know, there are a lot of safety and access issues in there. If we could get some more specifics, you know, what design features do the appellants believe are unsafe? That would help us kind of focus as opposed to just the general. So I think more specifics, and maybe if we could simplify the issues, separate them to the extent possible. We just see a lot of compound statements raising safety access, et cetera, et cetera. And it's hard to tell really what it's getting at.
Okay. And most people don't think and talk like lawyers.
I know.
So
it might be a good thing.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. So it's difficult to explain what it is that you're looking for. Your appeal is a design review appeal, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you've added under the list other, and you've specified fire lane access and safety and ADA compliance and those sorts of things, and. What we need to do, since it's a design review appeal, is I guess the applicant is asking, correct me if I'm wrong, what design features raise the safety issues that you are concerned about? You understand what I mean? Because we're talking about design review.
Right.
And so you don't need to clarify it now, but you're going to have an opportunity to clarify your issues, and kind of that's the box that you kind of need to put it into if you can. Okay. And I didn't see, okay. Anything else that either the department or the applicant wants to talk about issues?
The department will also have some clarifying issues, and I think ours are more in the syntax of the of what the appeal is. It wasn't clear what some of the phrases were meant, or again, the entries, which particular entries were you talking about? So it's just more of a clarification of some of the issues.
Okay. Do you want to talk about that today?
We sure can.
Okay, let's do that.
So I put together, and I for example, if everyone looks at the appeal in section one, where it says, what is in the interest of your decision, and written under there, you state you will be adversely affected by design flaws related to entrances and exits. Please clarify which entries you mean, either residential pedestrian lobby, retail pedestrian entry, or parking entry.
Do you have a copy of them?
I only made two copies of this.
Okay. Why don't you give one of them to the appellant?
Okay.
And then I can make copies or have someone make copies afterwards.
We can it's kind of combined
actually,
with our notes
right.
as well.
Never
so
mind.
I'd rather,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But they're along that line, so I could put something together and certainly get it.
That would probably be helpful in for the appellants to clarify the issues if they see what it is you're looking for.
Sure. And like the term public disclosure was used in a number of places, and I wasn't sure what you meant by that. So just clarification of things of that nature.
Okay. All right, so we'll put some dates on that for your list. All right. I'm just setting up a list of things that we need to schedule. Okay. You're going to be bringing a motion to dismiss some of the issues.
The department's not.
Okay, but the applicant is.
We do plan to, and part of what we wanted to find out today is how the issues would be separated, and then we understand more whether we need to move to dismiss certain issues down the road, or whether some could be dismissed today.
We're not going to get that clarification today. I can tell you that. So what I'll do is have a date for. Well, first of all, as soon as we get out of here, you'll put together Ms. Hartwick your list of. Issues without your notes and submit it to the appellants and all the rest of us, and then there'll be a date for you to submit a clarification of your issues once you've had a chance to look at that and kind of process it together with what the applicant mm-hmm. and I have said today. Then there'll be a date after that for motions if you have them, and we'll deal with that in the scheduling.
In your guidance to us, you asked that we clarify design issues that raise the safety.
It seems as if most of your issues, not most, but a lot of your issues focus on safety to one extent or another, and it's a design review appeal. So how does that tie in with design review is what I'm asking you. It's not clear in here.
I may, so you'll be asking the appellant and the department to submit a proposed issue list. Will we Or should we provide input on that as well, or on the issue list?
I'm asking the department, since they have a list of questions, basically, or requests, there'll be a date for them to, and it'll be right away, to get that to all the rest of us.
Okay.
There'll be, if you want to do the same thing, that's fine. You don't need to. There'll then be a date for the appellants to submit a list of clarified issues, basically. Revised issues, not the substance, but in so that we can understand them better. And then there'll be a date for your motion to dismiss any issues that you then decide you need to dismiss. And then there'll be an opportunity to respond and all of that. There'll be a decision on that, and we'll have a hearing date as well.
Okay.
I need to know at this point what number of people you maybe intend to call as witnesses. Do you have a sense of that?
Hartwick, who else will you call as witnesses based on previous conversations you've had?
I don't need to know who. I need to know an approximate number and if any of them are experts.
We haven't discussed that yet.
No?
I don't.
Okay.
Don't know.
All right. We'll have then preliminary and final exhibit list, so that gives us the other side's opportunity to respond. At this point, where the department plans to call, obviously, Ms. Hartwick and anybody else?
Two witnesses, John Shaw and Bruce Ripps.
Okay. And does the applicant, I know you'll be responding, obviously, but at this mm-hmm. point, do you have in mind some people that you probably will be calling?
I think the only other person we'd add to the list on top of John Shaw would be our traffic consultant from 10W. We're not sure who at that firm would show up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, of course, any rebuttal witnesses, since we don't really have a good
Okay. I would like to try to do this in a day. Okay. So let's talk about scheduling then. Is there anything else that we need to cover besides the schedule at this point?
Could we agree to email service of documents?
You can talk about that afterwards. It's something
okay.
that's totally up to you.
Okay.
You take a look at the examiner rules on that, which says it's all your risk.
Okay.
Okay.
Understood.
All right. So today is the 4th. So no later than tomorrow, can we get the department's list of questions?
Yes. I'm printing it right now.
Okay.
One of our folks should be back in a minute.
Oh, all right. I thought you didn't have
so
a clean.
Efficient.
We didn't have it, but we will in a moment.
I thought you didn't have a clean copy.
I just modified it.
Oh, you just fixed it. All right. All right. So the end of the day today. And a clarification of the issues. We should have that by the 11th. And can you get your motion in a week after that?
That would be the 18th. If we could do, actually the 18th, we'll make the 18th work. That's fine.
Okay. The 25th for the response to the motion to dismiss. I'll put this all in writing and send it out, by the way. And any replies by the, I've got to figure out when I'm going to do some kind of a decision here. Any replies should be on the by the 1st of November. And I should be able to get you a decision sometime that following week. Preliminary witness list should be out by the, let's see, preliminary witness list, witness and exhibit list should be exchanged by the 15th. Final by the 22nd, final witness and exhibit lists. And the hearing date will be the 28th. November.
Okay.
November. Yes. So let me go over it again. End of the day today, list of questions from the department. October 4th, a clarification of the issues from the appellants.
I thought that was the
11th. No.
Today's
the 4th. Oh, I'm sorry. I wrote down the 4th and it is the 11th. You're right. Let's see you do that by the end of the day. The 18th of October, motions to dismiss. The 25th of October, responses to motions to dismiss. 1st of November, replies on the motion to dismiss from the appellant, I mean from the applicant and or department. The 15th, preliminary witness and exhibit lists. The 22nd, final witness and exhibit lists. And the hearing on the 28th. Does that work? Okay. Thank you. We'll just cross that first one off.
And may I ask a question? Can we have an update, sort of, we just have what's in the public record of what the plans are. We don't have access to, for example, if you have changed any of the building plans for the alley. We just have what's in the public record for driveway, the building. I'm sure you've tweaked it. Would that be something we can have access to? most recent plans or something like that to comment on the, because one of our issues is really just making sure the alley is safe for pedestrians and kids and our trash trucks and delivery trucks. That's one of our concerns.
It seems to me the appeal is, you know, basically challenges what the director did based on what was in front of the director at that time. So I'm not sure if any of the, I mean, I'm not even sure if there are plans or anything.
That's fine to have that position. It means that you don't bring in anything that's updated either if they haven't already been shared with the appellants.
Right, and I guess the question, I'm just not sure if we have, if they have updated anything.
Okay, well, you can talk about that afterward.
Right.
But that's the caveat, obviously. Because I guess I want to make sure that what we have access to is what everybody is looking at. You know, like we're looking at the same drawings, so to speak.
Right, and what he's saying is that you're challenging what the director's decision was based on.
Right.
And what, and so the updated drawings are not necessarily relevant. However, what I just said to him is that means that they don't get to bring those in as a defense either. So. Okay, anything else? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Good to see you.
Thank you.